And the HealthyLife.net news at 7, always looking for tips for sustainability, tips for a sustainable world. Ellen Moyer is back. Ellen Moyer, PhD, is her website. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jay. Thanks for having me. Today's topic is sitting is the new smoking. Excessive sitting turns out to be one of the most dangerous things we could possibly do. Like many people with a desk job, I easily sit 8 hours a day between working, driving, dining, and other time spent sitting outside of work. Until recently, I assumed that exercising at least half an hour every day would counteract the negative effects of sitting. Science increasingly shows, however, that it just doesn't work that way, and that sitting is an insidious habit that can shorten your life. The average American sits 8 hours or more, sometimes a lot more, every day. Our bodies were designed not for sitting, but to be in more or less constant motion during waking hours. In fact, chronic sitting has a mortality rate similar to smoking cigarettes. And the less you exercise, the worse off you'll be. But sitting is so bad that even the health of professional athletes suffers from sitting. Sitting causes many body functions to decrease, including muscle activity, calorie burning, fat burning, blood flow, artery dilation, insulin sensitivity, and brain function. Sitting also causes increases in bad cholesterol levels and blood pressure. As a result of all these detrimental physiological changes, chronic sitting can cause a huge array of diseases and ailments, including major killers. The list includes cardiovascular disease, lung, uterine, and colon cancer, diabetes, obesity, muscle degeneration, poor circulation, soft bones and osteoporosis, foggy brain, strained neck, sore shoulders and back, and back troubles such as inflexible spine and disc damage. The magnitude of increased risk can be dramatic. One 8.5-year-long study showed that the amount of TV that people watched was proportional to their increased risk of dying. People who exercise moderately 1 hour per day, and that's doing pretty well, and then watch the most TV 7 or more hours per day, they had a 61% greater chance of dying than those who watched less than 1 hour per day. To reduce life-threatening risks from sitting, eliminate as much sitting as you possibly can. When the evidence of the dangers of sitting recently became overwhelmingly compelling, osteopathic physician Joseph Mercola eliminated 95% of his sitting. He says that standing up frequently is better than constant sitting, but that avoiding sitting completely is far better. Even being up for 10 or 15 minutes out of every hour of otherwise sitting may not be sufficient for optimum health. He recommends keeping track of how much time you spend sitting each day and gradually reducing this amount over time. A great way to cut back on sitting is to use a standing desk at work. I'm writing this segment standing at a workstation I rigged up. You can even use workstations with treadmills. This is a great way to not only avoid sitting, but to get exercise while doing your desk work. I walk on a treadmill in my office when reviewing reports or editing drafts. When you do sit, get up and walk around often. Get up and walk around when you're on the phone, if possible. When meeting with someone, if you can, go for a walk and talk together. Sitting on a backless chair or something wobbly like an exercise stability ball beats sitting in a regular chair because it makes your core muscles work. When you do sit, be sure to use good ergonomics to lessen the damage from sitting. And this means sitting up straight with both feet flat on the floor or on a footrest. If you're at a computer, your arms should form a right angle with your forearms and hands straight and parallel to the floor. your gaze straight ahead should intersect the top of the computer screen. Sitting causes back pain, and about 80% of Americans will experience back pain at some point in their lives. In fact, back pain is the world's leading cause of disability. I've had severe back pain on several occasions in the past. I take yoga classes twice a week and see the best chiropractor in my area every 6 to 8 weeks to successfully prevent back pain. Since learning about the hazards of sitting, I'm making a concerted effort to sit less and stand and move around more, especially when working and on the phone. I find that it takes conscious effort after being so conditioned to sit all the time and with people constantly inviting you to sit down out of politeness. The less I sit and the more exercise I do, the better I feel. The Mayo Clinic writes, quote, "No exaggeration, sitting is the new smoking," unquote. We need to make drastic changes to break the habit of sitting.
Well, we definitely take a couple small steps and do what we can to consider that we are not living such a sedentary lifestyle and be a bit more active if these things are definitely going to compare sitting and oversitting to bad habits such as smoking. Ellen Moyer, where can our listeners find out more about tips for sustainability from you?
Well, there's a lot on my website, which is ellenmoyerphd.com. That's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right. And, of course, Ellen will be here again with more tips for sustainable living on the HealthyLife.net News at 7.